that we have lost.
Some people across a field. It caught them nimbly and tossed them into a great metal basket upon its back.
Dead. She's dead! Buried under the rubble! Why? Satan, why did you take one of your own?
Draining the fresh, living blood of men and women and injecting it into their own veins.
It's a sign! I've been given a sign! They must be cast out! And I have been chosen to do it! I must confront them now!
No, Parson, no!
Those machines are just demons in another form! I shall destroy them with my prayers! I shall burn them with my holy cross! I shall...
The curious eye of a Martian appeared at the window slit, and a menacing claw explored the room. I dragged the parson down to the coal cellar. I heard the Martian fumbling at the latch. In the darkness, I could see the claw touching things. Walls, coal, wood. And then it touched my boot. I almost shouted. For a time, it was still, and then, with a click, it gripped something. The parson, with slow, deliberate movements, his unconscious body was dragged away. And there was nothing I could do to prevent it. it and peered through the creeper. The Martians and all their machinery had gone. Trembling, I dug my way out and clambered to the top of the mound, not a Martian in sight. The day seemed dazzling bright after my imprisonment, and the sky a glowing blue. Red weed covered every scrap of ground, but a gentle breeze kept it swaying. And oh, the sweetness of the air.
Burn.
I thought you surely drowned.
Have you seen any Martians?
Everywhere. We're done for, all right.
Can't just give up.
Of course we can't. It's now we've got to start fighting. Not against them, because we can't win. Now we've got to fight for survival. I reckon we can make it. I've got a plan.
Well, we can hear more about that plan next week, next Friday morning at 4:30. And that was part three of The War of the Worlds, and it starred Richard Burton, Judy Cummington, also David Essex, Justin Hayward, Phil Linnett, Joe Partridge and Chris Thompson. The whole thing was put together by Jeff Wayne. Part four, the final part, coming up next week. It's Sunshine Radio. You're listening to AM and FM stereo 24 hours a day. We'll have the final hour of the Night Owl Prowl after the latest world news read by Cormac.
Good morning. United Nations Special Session on Disarmament ends in New York later today, and there is a general feeling that it has failed to achieve any significant results. After 5 weeks of public speeches and committee work, significant differences still persist, and delegates have been told there is no hope of achieving a comprehensive program of disarmament. A number of delegates have expressed their disappointment and regret at the failure to reach agreement. The Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Begin, is said to be optimistic that a negotiated withdrawal of PLO forces from Beirut can be achieved. And the former Lebanese Prime Minister, Mr. Saeb Salam, a central figure in the efforts to find a peaceful end to the siege of West Beirut, has said the Palestinians are no longer insisting on keeping either a political or military presence in Lebanon. The Israelis have continuously said that they do not accept either. The finance bill, which gives legal effect to the tax changes in the budget, has been passed by the Dáil. The report and final stages of the bill were not pressed to a vote by the opposition, after they had lost a division by an amendment by 75 votes to 66. The amendment was in relation to the government's proposal to bring forward the payment of VAT on imports at the point of entry. The European Parliament has been debating a call to abolish political motivation as grounds for refusing extradition of terrorists between EEC member states. The Parliament will vote on this later today. The motion, which received wide support, calls for more cooperation against terrorism. It says the concept of political motive or political offence should have no place in the EEC. There has been a warning from CIE that bus services from the Ring's End garage in Dublin may be curtailed this morning. Apparently a number of conductors have been suspended, and so CIE expects a disruption of services. Amnesty International has appealed to the Governor-General of Jamaica to spare the lives of five men facing execution for murder. This follows a decision by the Privy Council, the final appeal court for some Commonwealth countries, to turn down the appeals of the five. Their cases have been before the courts for 6 years. And finally, in Washington, the White House Press Secretary, Mr. James Brady, who was seriously wounded in the attack on President Reagan last year, has undergone another operation. Mr. Brady was hit in the head during the attack on the president and has never been able to return to his job. This is Cormac Breen. News again at 6 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Cormac. And it's the Night Owl Prowl at 5 minutes after five.
It's a good morning, Sunshine Radio, John Lewis.
Thank you. Zwänge, American Zwänge, der not ignore. Im von New York, from up Super Bowl set. Judy Tingu, sick of the scene, just bragging to fools. She took his arm, the carousel, she made a smile.
From 1974. Oh, goodness me, 8 years ago. What were you doing in 1974? That's interesting. Were you having fun in 1974?
Weren't we all?
5:15's the time, and Deep Purple was our first song out of the news, and a bit of heavy rock. It's called Highway Star. This is the latest one by Queen.
Love, especially from me, amor.
go, the Mama's Boys there, and that was called Runaway Dreams, and Queen before that, and their Spanish song. Well, of course, the Mama's Boys, some nice heavy rock there, we're playing with our wooden guitars, and I've just been talking to Mike, our famous taxi driver, and he tells me he's got a real guitar, a real one, yes?
Yes, a real one, so, yeah, it's a Hofner, actually.
So when did you learn to play the guitar, then? Can you play the guitar?
A long, long time ago, in the good old days, as I said, when rock was rock.
I thought you liked AC/DC, then, Bob.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, you know, a little bit of Black Sabbath didn't go any bad ways or
anything. Did you hear Paranoid
like
earlier on?
Yes, I did. Yes. Thoroughly enjoyed
great
it.
Great stuff, great stuff. So you'll have to actually come in one of these mornings and play the
God
guitar
forbid,
for us.
Because I can tell you, it's been years and years since I had one in my hand.
Well, what made you...
lost completely, had to get away from it. It was actually a disease worse than drugs. And I decided to get away from it for the sake of sanity's sake, because I think at this stage you wouldn't possibly be here had I stayed at it.
Rather like the Space Invader machines.
Yes, exactly.
Once you start on them,
you can't switch off them.
I know the feeling well. But you like Space Invaders.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see. That's why you listen to the War of the Worlds. 25 minutes after 5, and Mike was telling us that the roads are very, very dodgy this morning, so do take that extra care.
Hurry home from high school, set dinner table, straighten out the living room, child, you're in full bloom. Slip into some soft thing, wait until the bell rings. Oh,
single by Dean Friedman called First Date. Actually, on the other side of that is the single release McDonald's Girls. I wonder why they put it on the B-side this time round. Oh, well, never mind. And Leo Sayer there with the Barry and Robin Gibb song, and that was called First Date. No, it wasn't. It was called Stop Beating. Oh, well, never mind. It's a Friday, you know. That's my excuse. All excited. Payday. And the tax man did better than I did this week. Oh, well, never mind. It's Haircut 100. Especially for Nikki and Douglas on the Isle of Man. And that was by the Haircut 100 from Pelican West, and it was called Phil Milk, 24 minutes to 6. Sunshine Radio
my mind.